Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for May 7th. God loves you unconditionally. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Jeremiah 31:3. Have you ever had a dog? Jake had a dog, and he loved that dog. Her name was Daisy. She was a cute little white dog with black ears and a brown spot in the middle of her back. She had a cute little tail that curled up over her back. Jake would feed her and give her water every day. He would give her a bath when she was dirty, brush her fur when she had been outside, and take her for walks after school. Jack loved Daisy very much, and he showed her that he loved her by taking care of her. Even when she was bad and misbehaved, he still loved her. Who do you think takes care of us and loves us, even when we do wrong? Your parents do, but who else? God does. And he loves us, too. God loves us unconditionally. Do you know what it means to love unconditionally? The word unconditional means without limitations, perfect in quality or nature. Basically, it means that God's love has no strings attached, and there is nothing we can do to earn it or lose it. God's love never changes. No matter what you do, you cannot make God love you any more than he does right now. You cannot do anything to make God love you any less than he does right now either. God's love is even stronger than that bond between Jake and his dog, Daisy. Why? Because God is God. His unconditional love has no bounds, because it is just as infinite, never-ending, as God is. God always loves his people, no matter what. Because of his unconditional love, he sent his Son to die on the cross. John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you love God in the same way? Would you do anything for God? Probably, if you were being honest, you would have to say no. That kind of love is not easy for human beings to have. We can try, though. God is the one who has shown us his love to us, and he wants us to love others and forgive others as he has forgiven and loved us, unconditionally. Because God loves us unconditionally, we should love him and serve him with our lives. God's love for his people is unconditional. Do I ever meditate on how wonderful God must be to love me unconditionally? Am I willing to love and serve God even when I don't always understand what he's doing in my life? How can I demonstrate or show unconditional loving like God's in my relationship with my friends and family members? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for May 7th.